Dave and Amanda?
Been asking God if you are actually called into full-time ministry or not. And the answer is yes. There is, the way I would put it is there's a church in you, in both of you. When I say you, I mean both of you. There's the capacity to even start a new church, take over an existing church, it doesn't matter. There's a gift in you, both of you, to grow and lead and shepherd a body, a local church, into real fruitfulness that is both pastoral in that you care about and see people. You know, a lot of people don't actually see other people. They just see and think about themselves and how they look and how they feel that day. But there's something in you that sees people and sees what they need and sees where they are in relationship to God and where God wants them to be, and is creative and immediately starts having ideas about how to move them from where they are to where God's called them to be. And you start, and you find yourself having conversations about people that are not gossip. But it's, you know, if they would just do X, Y, Z, if they would just really get this one truth about who God is, or if they would just fill in the blank, and you find, and it's a, these are prayerful, pastoral, shepherding conversations you're having, sometimes in the car by yourself, in your own head, you're having conversations with yourself about people. And that is a for sure sign that God has gifted you pastorally. But there's also a prophetic call on you to be a prophetic voice to the world. Not necessarily just to the church, but a prophetic voice to the world that bears witness to who Christ is and says, this is who God is. This is who Jesus is, really. Not what you've heard, not maybe what you've seen, but or what you think you know, but this is who Jesus is. Come, repent, submit your life to him. Jesus is Lord. Your life could be so much better if you would just submit to Christ. Like, there's a prophetic voice that God wants to bring out of you to the world. Not just what we're doing tonight, prophesying to the church, but prophesying through all sorts of means to the world about who Jesus is. And that is what the church should be. There's some innovation God wants to give you about leadership in general. Innovation is not the same thing as invention. Innovation is bringing different good ideas together in a new thing. That's like what the iPhone was when it came out. It was multiple things that already existed that were brought together in a new package. And that's part of what God's given you, is an ability to innovate around leadership and how to lead people, both in the church and in the marketplace.
So I just, a couple of things. First, what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, I've had this, it's kind of a little video. But I'm sitting in front of double doors, like I'm sitting in a dining room of a kitchen, restaurant, and there are double doors like that go back into the kitchen and everywhere else back in. And I see your hand, so it's they're shut, and I'm just sitting there, and I see your hand just work its way through, and you grab until you grab hold of the edge of the door and open it, and I'm looking at that and thinking, that gal has a sneaky persistence things that would deter, like might maybe deter me. I said, oh, it's just a shut door. It's a shut door. You, and it's not that you burst it open, but you just reach in and open it. And so God's put that in you. I'm not sure what to call it, but it's like a sneaky little working along the seam. So it's not even work, but what would deter so many other people because it looks just shut. It doesn't deter you. And I suppose that's a gift of faith, actually. That's a gift of faith. So God's given that to you, and it's for the purpose of opening doors. It's not for the purpose of making everything smell good or everything work right and for nothing to squeak. There are other people for that, but this thing to open the door, to be able to imagine what's on the other side and that you want in, is from God. And I suppose it's a gift of faith, but it may have some other sneaky kind of I want in thing, gift. Then we need to add another spiritual gift. So I play games. I've been playing games with the Holy Spirit. What do I see on the other side of the door? So I know there are a lot of doors. It's not just one door. I hear Chinese behind one of the doors. Just babble of Chinese. The kind that would drive you crazy. Excuse me. You get in a plane full of Chinese people. You know, your capacity to stand so much of a language you have absolutely no understanding of. So anyway, I hear a babble of Chinese back there. You know, just one door, though. There are doors where I smell food coming out, and I smell North Carolina barbecue coming out of one. And God's put that call on you. And so the word of the Lord to you is never take a shut door to be shut. You promise, as best as you can, never to take a shut door as actually being shut. It's just something's on the other side, and God's put a curiosity in you to see what's on the other side. So you need to go for it. Because with every gift from God, there's authority and power to go through, to accomplish the thing He's put in your heart to do. And this, some of this may apply to people. There may be people around you that have shut doors in their hearts. I got a word for a guy in Ben's church. I'm just waiting for permission to actually stand up and give it. He said he would let me. So there's, I don't know what the doors are. That's not my job. Okay. Second, what's your name? Hey, David, I'm Michael. So good to meet you. We haven't met before. Okay. David, there's a, I keep seeing, like people or machines over and over again, you strip off the non-essentials that don't matter. So God's given you an ability to discern what really matters in things and to distinguish between what's necessary and what is just current fad or window dressing. So I see the church in you, but I also see that it's not going to be mama's church or daddy's church. There's an innovative way you have that's really God. It's almost iconoclastic, but it's not. It's not really I'm against any traditional thing. It's I want to know how it works, and I'm going to build on what works. So God says that He calls you innovator, and He calls you a builder. And He's given you eyes to understand the process of how one thing hooks to another and what's really important, and that you will build in a non-traditional way. But you will build what works for now, and it will outstrip people that are building and clinging to traditional ways. Okay? And you're free to do this. You have a heavy clear conscience. Not a heavy conscience. You have a clear, precise conscience. And God's telling you this tonight so you won't suffer the accusation or the worry later that you're just being an iconoclast. You're just trying to kick over the cow and I'm going to kick your cow over. That you're not that's not it. You must follow the Holy Spirit and innovate. You must. And God will give you innovation, and He'll show you bare bones and show you how to do this. Okay? And I'm totally at my limit of trying to understand because I'm the old guy. I recognize I'm the old guy. I don't need to know what you're doing. I know you're going to take what I've done and what every other old guy has done or old lady has done. Excuse me, I shouldn't have said. Sounded okay to say old guy, but it didn't sound okay when I said old lady, did it?
No, it did not.
It did not, thank you. Thank
you. Mature.
I could feel it. I could feel that. But you're free to take what we've done and strip off the old way and put new way on it, but keep the essential structure that's needed. Does that make sense? Kinda. God's going to show you. Yeah. And I'm just, all this is to say to you, need to relax and be free. And when you do that, all this stuff's going to flow right in. And you're going to show it. You're going to see it and go, oh, yeah, sure. Well, that doesn't have to be complicated. We could do stew. Boom. You're going to see it happen. Okay, guys? Right. Old things, old jealousy wounds that were just, a lot of them stuck in your back. Teenage years, maybe, I don't know. And God says, good job that you haven't let any of them become mortal, wounding, and He brushes them off of you now. They don't count. In the name of Jesus. Okay. There's more there, but we don't need to talk about it, but there's more.
You're going to get this people thing. God says He's qualified you for this call because you're real. And people, what they want is real. They want realness. They don't want fluff. They don't want religion. They don't want this over spiritual sounding thing. They want realness. And that's who you are. And God says, you don't have to hide the band-aids. You don't have to hide any of those things. Actually, it's going to be a trophy of what God has done in your life. And He's saying tonight that He's going to use you as a trophy to display His glory for what He's done in each of you, but what He's done in you together. God says, I'm going to display that in this season in your life. And I'm going to cause that to go forth as a testimony that's going to bring life to many couples. So get ready for this new level of ministry, says the Lord, for I'm opening this door for you and you will step through together. And before, when there were unbalances and it seemed like one was here and one was there, God says, watch and see how I'm going to bring just a balance with the two of you like never before and walk with the two of you into this new season. And God says, and give you that stride and that momentum that you've been looking for, not one ahead, not one behind, but together into this new season. For I've called you both together to minister together. There's a united gift. And God says, I'm going to cause that to come forth in this season of your life. Man of God, I see you. I saw you as you were being prophesied over. I saw you as a man in the desert, thirsty, thirsty, thirsty. And I'm going to tell you tonight that that thirst will not be quenched until you begin to line up and begin to study apostolic fathers. Because there's an apostolic gift in your life. And God says, I'm going to cause that to be stirred up. And the Lord says, as you study more and as you line up with it, I heard like there was a squeaky door, like with a hinge. And it was just kind of, and it was like, look at, why is that door making such a noise? It was this call. And it's like, that needs to be addressed. There's something in you. There's a hunger and a thirst. And I heard God speaking over your life, order, 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 order. You're a man that appreciates order. You're a man that appreciates thing being line upon line. And God says, and therefore, in that you understand that whole building process. God says, that I'm going to begin to minister and answer those questions and quench that thirst in your life as you study apostolic ministry and apostolic fathers. There's a birthing that's going to come forth from that. You're being called to set yourself aside as Moses had to. Moses came to, he couldn't ignore that bush anymore. You can't ignore it anymore. It's your season. It's your time to set yourself aside and look and say, what is this thing and what is this about? God says, I'm going to speak to you there and I'm going to fill you there and I'm going to meet with you there and I'm going to cause new things to emerge, a new vision, a new sight that you didn't understand before. And I'm going to answer that for you and you're going to begin to understand why you're wired the way you are. And in time to come, the Lord says, I saw you writing a curriculum. I saw you writing. You were writing a curriculum on how to do ministry, but you were doing it in a different way. It wasn't really this new thing with new order, but there was an oil on it. You both are called to that new move, that new wave of God. And to model that and to carry that forth. Sister, the Lord says to you, do not be discouraged, even as many people come under your confidence. I just see they're going to be spilling. Meeting you and spilling. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm going through this. Help me. Don't be discouraged. You might wonder at times, am I wearing something saying, you know, tell me your problems. It's the call. It's the anointing. You can't ignore it anymore. That bush is burning. God is saying tonight, I'm even speaking this over to you, saying, set yourself aside. I'm calling. And I'm answering this question in your life that you are called to ministry. And I'm leading you into that together in the season of your life, says the Lord.
There's an entrepreneurial grace over you. In business, there's just something there about opening things up. I think one of the doors I was seeing was entrepreneurial or business door or ways to make money. I think God's given you an eye to see how to make money or how to help people make money. Or you see doors. I would not even see the door, but you see a door that could be opened up and money for people. And so anyway, it's there and that stuff will work. And anyway, does that make sense? There's each one of these we could walk right down for another hour talking about it. We're not going to do that, but we could if we got to get on. Okay. I just want to encourage you. God's given you eyes to see things, and I think you could walk into a business and see what's working and what's not. And in 10 minutes, you could see what the entrepreneur, what the proprietor hasn't seen in 10 years. You've got eyes to see things like that. And just pay attention. Go in some, if you don't believe this is right, go in some place you've never been in, some shop, and tell me if you don't get the whole picture in 5 minutes on what's going on and what needed to be done to make it to double their profits. Just tell me you don't see it.
I wouldn't tell him that.
Go in some shop you've never been in. Try it out. See what happens. Take out the dog and let it hunt some. See what happens. Okay. You'll be amazed.
Sir, put your wallet out.
Oh, I'm getting serious.
It's in your. Go get your whatnots. I know. Should he get the wallet? No. Do you have a wallet? That's all right. We'll do a prophetic act. Let's pretend it's a wallet.
You want to use mine? Wait a minute. He's going to bless your wallet, buddy. Ready for it. Bless them all. Bring your wallets up here.
I'll look to our head prophet.
Go ahead, but somebody give him a wallet.
Give him a wallet.
There you go.
I saw it as a prophetic act. a multiplication anointing on your life as you continue to step forth into all that's been prophesied into you tonight, a multiplication over your resources to prosper and to help others prosper and to be a kingdom investor as you move forth in your call. Supernatural provision, says the Spirit of God tonight, in Jesus' name.
So everything that's been said over you, you're free to give it to your kids too. What's been given to you, you can give away. It'll be rule number one, principle number one. Whatever God gives you, you can give away to whomever you wish, especially your kids.
Lord, I thank you for Amanda and Dave. I thank you for the gifts and the talents that you've given them, the giftings that you are bringing into maturity. Lord, I thank you for the word that you have over them. I thank you for the destiny that you've called them to that they will fulfill. And we seal this word to their hearts and to our hearts. Amen.
You two are in the right place. God set you in this house. You're in the right place. Just want to let you know that. It's important for you to be here.